On Texans Radio, the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio, Mark Vandermeer with you now, joined by the head coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, Dan Mullen. How's it going, Coach?
It's going great. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, and wanted to ask you a few questions. And I know you have a player in play for the NFL draft, but let's start with a guy who's been playing well for the Houston Texans coming off his rookie season, Bernardrick McKinney. What can you share with us about your thoughts on Bernardrick as he was making his transition from a college player to a professional player?
Well, I think, you know, one, having Bernardrick, he was a guy who came in with a little chip on his shoulder. He wasn't a highly recruited guy out of high school as far as all those recruiting rankings go, even though he was pretty high up on our board. We were really excited to have him. But he worked his tail off when he got here, kept that chip on his shoulder, played hard, really developed into a great player. In college, had a nasty mindset to him, was a good leader for us. And, you know, I knew one of the things for him was, you know, coming in and adjusting to the pro game of he was going to want in day one try to be kind of an alpha dog type of guy. And I know they got a lot of great defensive players over there on the Texans team. But, you know, he also is a guy, though, that had tremendous work ethic. And so I think he was going to go in and he was going to earn respect by how hard he worked on the field. And I figured that would make the transition for him a lot easier. And, you know, and I think he ended up having a pretty good rookie year this year.
Coach Dan Mullen joining us of the Mississippi State Bulldogs here on Texans Radio. What about Dak Prescott now, Coach, as you watch him go through this process of trying to become a professional quarterback? What prospects does he bring to the next level?
Well, you know, he's a winner. And, you know, it was he came here, again, and not a highly rated guy out of high school, but we saw he had all of those it characteristics. He has developed unbelievably from his freshman year through his senior year here with us. Just a great leader on the field, a great leader off the field, a great leader in the community. He really, really, to me, honed his skills the last 2 years in throwing the football, really became a polished passer to me the last couple of years. But because of his work ethic, that the great thing is he's going to continue to improve at the next level. I can see him to continue to take huge steps from 1 year to the next, that he'll be able to do that. But, you know, I mean, in his persona and his demeanor, he's a guy you want leading your organization because he's going to do things the right way. He's going to come and bring his work pail to lunch every day, his lunch pail to work, I'm sorry, every day, and give you everything he has. You know, he went down to the Senior Bowl, was named MVP of the Senior Bowl. And I bet if you ask everybody in our program, that wouldn't surprise him, not because he was probably the most talented player there, because he would have refused to let anyone outwork him. And when you have that mindset, you're going to be successful, whatever it is you're going to do in life. I tell everybody this. Dak Prescott's going to be successful in life. He's going to be successful in the NFL, and he's going to be successful way after football ends throughout his whole life.
Dan Mullen, coach of Mississippi State, joining us on Texans Radio. What's your relationship like with Bill O'Brien? Because I know he spoke at one of your clinics, and what can you share with us about that?
You know, just knowing Bill, I'm from the Northeast, and he's a Northeasterner, so I think you got some of that stuff, that background in common. But you know what? Through the years, just here and there, getting to meet him, we'd never work together. But, you know, Bill's always been a guy that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. You know, is not afraid to be an innovator in football, very, very knowledgeable about the game, willing to think outside the box to try different things, which I love within the game. But, you know, also even getting to watch the Hard Knocks show last year, the intensity that he brings every day, very similar to the program that we run here, you know, of – it is about showing up. It's about working hard. It's about being the best you can be at whatever it is you're doing every single day. And I got a tremendous amount of respect for him. And I think it's allowed us to build a little relationship.
One more for you, Coach. What about your program and heading into next year, the priority of replacing the quarterback and building off the 9-win season and the bowl win?
Well, I think it is huge. But replacing a quarterback is never easy. And to me, I think people, especially in a college program, we'll miss Dak Prescott on Saturdays next fall. We're missing him probably even more now. Just the leadership he would bring year round through your off season program, through spring practice, through summer conditioning, the leadership a guy like that brings really sets the tone for your whole program. So when you lose that guy, you know, not only is it finding that guy, we have guys that can throw and run the offense and do that. It's finding the guys who can replace that unbelievable leadership he brought to the table. That's one of the trickier things that we have to do, and that guys are trying to step in and replace. So it'll be a good challenge for guys on the team. It'll be a great opportunity for guys to step up and become leaders on the team. And but we've set the bar pretty high here at Mississippi State, and you know, won 19 games the last two seasons. So guys, people expect a lot of wins out of us, and we got to continue to build on that and get ourselves a championship.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for the time, and best of luck this offseason getting ready for 2016.
Oh, thanks. Great to be with you.